This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois law allows mail-in ballots to be counted 14 days after the election. For 2 years, Republican Congressman Mike Bost has been fighting that law in court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court being asked to review that case. On the line, Representative Bost, thank you so much for
Megan,
being with
thank
us
you for
this
having
morning.
Me on.
So let's look at this. You've been battling this for a couple of years. What's your core objection to the law?
Well, let's look at the law. In this case, what it's about is integrity and ensuring our law provides a clear and concise process for all voters. That this Illinois law allows mail-in ballots to be counted up to 14 days after Election Day, which violates federal law, which establishes a final day of election, is Election Day. By effectively extending it 2 weeks, the law creates confusion, undermines public confidence, imposes extra cost on campaigns. You know, my team had to spend an extra, we had to keep people on staff an extra 2 weeks, but that's not about my race only. It's to also ensuring accountability to all elections. Because, look, I am all for, I'm a big supporter of being able to vote early. When I was in the Marine Corps, I was able to send in my ballot, but it had to be dated by Election Day. It had to be mail stamped by Election Day. So what we're wanting the Supreme Court to do is realize that Illinois has overstepped its bounds. The states, according to the Constitution, do actually set up all elections and everything like that, and are supposed to. That's right, except for Election Day, and except for allowing non-citizens to vote in national elections. That those are the two things that the Constitution is real clear on, and so this violates. It violates the law as far as what the Constitution, how it's supposed to be established according to the Constitution. But not only that. It makes for some serious confusion and can cause an opportunity for voter fraud. Because if the votes are counted and then votes are announced on Election Day, then they can go out and garner some votes from other locations and can continue to have a never-ending election for 14 days longer. So that's the argument. And, you know, we've been 2 years fighting it, and I'm glad they're going to take it up.
Now, it's my understanding, though, that Illinois law does require those ballots to be postmarked by election
day.
No, they do not.
That's one of the arguments, yeah. There is no requirement that they have to be postmarked by that day. If they are postmarked, then that's a legitimate count. So we don't have a problem with that. But collecting them 14 days after and allowing people to continue to vote for those 14 days is concerns.
So, you know, I'm curious, in a lot of states, for example, in Missouri, I know that it does take at least a month for the Secretary of State, for example, to certify the election.
Certify. Mm-hmm.
So how is this different then?
Well, you're certifying. You're not counting new votes. You're recounting the existing votes for the certification. On a very, very close, most states have it that if the original count is within so many votes, an automatic recount occurs. So all of the certification does not allow for voting after Election Day.
So you're concerned that maybe someone is postdating something and then mailing it after Election Day after they've seen results? Is that your concern?
That would be one concern, yeah.
Do you have evidence of that?
Don't have evidence of it, but it's the ability of it to that can be done. What you have to realize is, and you don't have this a lot in Missouri, but, you know, we do have a lot of voter fraud in the state of Illinois. Which it's been a kind of a joke for years. But you remember that the year before I was elected to Congress, in East St. Louis, there were many precincts that voted 110 and 115%, which caused a special audit of that next year by the Illinois State Board of Elections to cure that problem. So voter fraud is a reality out there. A lot of people want to claim it isn't, but it is.
So, you know, I'm curious, like in races like yours, talk about the numbers of these mail-in ballots that would come in those 14 days. Would they be enough to shift an election?
Well, not in a race like mine, I would say, because remember, I won by 70-some percent this last time. But in a very close race, yes, it would. Yes, it would.
So the appeals court ruled in this case that you've taken through the courts that you lacked standing. And it sounds like what the court said is that you weren't required to spend campaign resources for election monitoring. So that's why one of the reasons why they turned this away. What's your argument to that?
Yeah. Yeah. Originally it was. So if I'm going to bring a case, I have to have cause. Well, cause would be that there is some action that was taken that has. So in other words, no one else could take up the. Well, I'd say that any other person running for office could take it up. Because there has to be cause, like I said, it would affect you. But the reality is, as far as what they said, is that I wouldn't have to spend money on that. Well, if I want the election to truly count, then unfortunately, individuals have to make decisions to make the investment. That's like when somebody else demands a recount and hasn't reached that point. They can do that. It's well within their rights. In this case, it's almost a case where you have to have somebody there to monitor it if you're going to run an election correctly.
We're speaking with Southern Illinois Congressman Republican Mike Bost about a case involving mail-in ballots in the state of Illinois. It's my understanding that the group Judicial Watch has been part of this legal action with
That's
you.
Correct.
They're the ones that are taking this to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is correct.
What's their argument here to the court that this high court should take this up?
Well, exactly what I just gave. And that's the fact that it is confusing. It does not meet the main issue is it doesn't meet the constitutional muster of an ending election day. It's very clear we have an election day. That doesn't mean you can't vote before if the state has mail-in ballots and everything like that. But there has to be a end date, and that end date needs to be set by the on a national election, the date of election.
So would a remedy where they said, yes, it has to have that postmark by election day, would you be satisfied with that
sure.
then?
I would be.
And then the counting of the ballots afterward would be acceptable.
Yeah, you're going to counting of the ballots go on for, I mean, we had races all over this nation. They were counting ballots 30 and 40 days after the race. So that's not a problem. That's always been the case. But in this case, when you allow people to continue to vote after the end date or have an opportunity to vote after the end date, if they don't put some kind of requirement that says you must have a post stamp of that date.
You know, I'm curious. I know there was a push by the party to have more early mail-in ballots. Have you seen more mail-in ballots in recent races?
Oh, the recent races have been tremendous. As a matter of fact, Republicans fought that for years, but this time we embraced it. We went ahead and all over the nation, we had record numbers of mail-in ballots from Republican side. Republicans, for whatever reason, didn't feel safe if they were, you know, not going to be there in person. That's kind of changed, and people in the end of day's world, and as long as they are, you know, there's a way to try to make sure voter fraud is taken out of it. But remember, the federal government is not in charge of controlling voter fraud. The states are.
Representative, do you know when you might expect to hear whether the high court would take this up or not?
You know, I really don't. We're kind of watching and monitoring. Because remember, I'm not an attorney, but I'm always amazed at the length of time that the courts take to make decisions on whether they're going to take something up, what the rulings are going to be, how long it takes for an appeal. So I would love to tell you it's going to be on this date, but I have no idea.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I really appreciate the update
Megan,
for our listeners.
You.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
That is Republican Congressman Mike Bost, the 12th District in Illinois, joining us this morning on Total Information AM. We'll continue to follow that.